The enemy group continued on a course of 060 at 16 knots. Apparently, the torpedoes set at a depth of 8 feet in order to hit the destroyer if it overlapped the target, had only dented the armor belt of the battleship. An hour after the attack, tracking indicated that the target group was zigzagging. The Sea Lion, having reloaded, set its course parallel to that of the target group and proceeded at maximum speed. They gained slightly on the enemy group, but after 30 minutes were forced to flying speed. The sea and wind had increased, and the ship was taking solid water over the bridge with plenty going down into the conning tower hatch. A speed of about 17 knots was maintained, the safety tank dry, and using all pressure blower open in order to keep ballast tanks dry. Engine rooms were taking considerable water through induction. About 2 hours after the initial attack, radar indicated that the enemy formation was breaking up into two groups. One group that seemed to be maintaining its speed consisted of three large ships, cruiser, battleship, and cruiser in column, with one destroyer as escort. The second group, one battleship and two destroyers, was losing speed and dropping astern of the first. The Sea Lion prepared to attack the second group, which had slowed to 11 knots. Before the Sea Lion could close to firing range, the bridge quartermaster reported a tremendous explosion dead ahead. The sky was brilliantly lighted. On the radar screen, the battleship pit became smaller and smaller and finally disappeared entirely. The two destroyers appeared to be milling around in the vicinity of the sunken battleship. At 0525, the Sea Lion transmitted a contact report to ComSubTrack. 20 minutes later, at 0545, the Sea Lion received an acknowledgement and a rebroadcast of the report on Haiku Fox schedule. Chase of the first group, the faster one, was resumed. The Sea Lion came around to the northeast and increased speed to flank. The enemy group, which was now 20,000 yards away, was moving at a speed of about 19 knots on a zigzag course, 30 degrees to either side of a base course of 060. After an hour of chase, the Sea Lion was forced to reduce speed to standard because of the heavy seas, and finally 2 hours later, at 0740, the chase was given up entirely since too much water was being taken into the engine room, conning tower, and ventilating system. The Sea Lion submerged, and all hands turned to, cleaning up water and repairing minor damage.